The UK's leading political commentator, Andrew Neil, is never afraid to ruffle a few feathers, especially on Sunday mornings between 10 and noon.
We'll see if Norman Lamont has the guts to break the mould on Tuesday. Don't hold your breath. And because they're all part of a small club, they've often gone to the same school and certainly the same university usually, they're reluctant to duff up their mates.
They won't want to do people like you and me. Iconoclastic by nature, inclined to ask questions, sitting with them and saying, this is all very well, but it doesn't make any sense to me.
This is the force run from Brussels, which will burst into your homes, kick down the bathroom doors and peer into the lavatory cisterns. No wonder there is growing opposition in Britain to the case for a federal Europe, the establishment of a single currency and increased powers for European political institutions. Good morning, Chancellor.
Good morning, Andrew.
You spoke at the weekend of dramatic progress in the British economy, and yet the Confederation of British Industry report speaks of falling confidence, falling orders, and falling output. How can that be dramatic progress?
But I wanted to come in and have a chat with you. I spoke to the Prime Minister at 7:30 on the Thursday morning.
Did you tell the Prime Minister you were now moving to resignation at that time?
Well, I mean, I don't want to go into the precise details of what I said to him, but you can take it that I wouldn't have called him at 7:30 in the morning just to say, how are you?